Good afternoon, everybody. In the background, you're hearing The Snares, a local band that's going to be at Davis Music Fest this, well, in 2 weeks almost. You're listening to KDRT 95.7 in Davis, California. My name is Pete Pastore, and I'm the host of a show called Listening Lyrics. And today, we have in the studio with us Kyle Mulholland, who is probably the most involved person you're going to get in Davis that's involved in this. Kyle, welcome.
Thank you, Peter. Glad to be here.
I'm glad you're here, especially when we're, what, literally 2 weeks away now, right?
Exactly 2 weeks.
Whoa. From 2 weeks from today, we're on the air at Sudworks.
We kick it off at Sudworks 2 weeks and 42 minutes from now.
You know, that was the wonderful thing on the website, davismusicfest.com, right?
Correct.
The first thing you see is the time, sort of like the shuttle is going to take off.
We've got our countdown going, yes.
Exactly. Holy cow. Well, anyways, we're going to talk a little bit about Davis Music Fest. We're going to talk a little bit about behind the scenes. And we're going to play a little bit of music from the bands coming in. And how many bands are coming in this year?
So we have 39 individual acts, and three of them are pulling double duty with their full bands, and then they'll be spending some time with you one-on-one at Armadillo at our Listening Lyrics Live stage.
There you go. Okay, super. So, and then how many venues?
So there's 10 stages at 7 different locations. So we, on Friday, how that works is on Friday and Sunday, we're really only at one location, Sudwerk Brewing Company on Friday, and Delta of Venus Cafe on Sunday, but we have two stages toggling, so you won't miss anything.
And that's the nice thing about going there, especially to begin Friday, because there's really no time lag between bands.
It's wall-to-wall music.
You walk from one that's over, and you've got maybe 5 minutes to walk to the other one, and here we go again, guys.
And if you position yourself right, all you have to do is swivel.
Good Lord. Well, we've got some local bands playing. I'm going to play one from just a little bit from Boot Juice. Now, Boot Juice, we've known some of those characters in Boot Juice for years, right?
Absolutely.
They've been flipping pizzas and doing this here and doing everything. But in the last year, they have just ballooned. They're full-time musicians. They're all over the place. They're selling out. And they're highlighting the Friday night thing.
Yeah, they'll be our last band on Friday night, and can't imagine a more deserving and hardworking group of people who are really—they're doing it. They're making it happen on their own terms, and as local kids and supporting a local scene, could be more proud.
Yeah,
and really looking forward to their set.
And not only that, they're beautiful human beings. Let's listen to a few of their one of their songs. You know, is this a cover? I don't even know. Blackberry.
Good music is good music.
Yeah, good music is a great song, and they're doing such a wonderful job on it. When are they playing again?
So they'll be at Sudwerk on Friday the 20th at 8:45 p.m., and they'll close things out till we got to stop.
Wow, wow. Okay, when do you start preparing for this?
So, yeah, the fest is always this kind of mid-June weekend, and right. then we give ourselves summer off, and we start regrouping to think about the next fest in October of that same year.
And you've got a committee doing this?
We do, yeah. So Davis Music Fest is organized by the Davis Live Music Collective, which is a 501c3 nonprofit.
Right.
We have a board, and within that board we have, you know, one big subcommittee, which is basically all of us on the board.
Right.
And this is our, you know, it's the crown jewel of the year yeah. of music for our group, and we all kind of pitch in and do our parts.
Yeah. Before we get too deep into this, I know that this is dedicated to a person that was very closely involved with Davis Music Fest, and you and I think the school have set up a scholarship. Could you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, that's correct. So you're talking about Matthew Blake,
yes,
who, you know, dear friend, dedicated member of our community.
Right.
He had a show here, didn't he?
great
guy. And yeah, we lost him 2 years ago to a mercifully brief but sudden illness.
Right.
And our response to that was to set up the Matthew Blake Memorial Scholarship. Through the collective, all the proceeds from Music Fest and our events throughout the year are going into that fund.
Right.
And we're giving scholarship to a graduating high school senior from Davis Public Schools
yeah.
who has the intent to focus on the arts either as a career or academically after high school.
Oh, how wonderful you're doing that now, since some people in our government don't believe in the arts anymore, right?
Well, it's, you know, who travels to Paris and doesn't take in the arts and architecture in the scene
right.
there, right? It's everybody who's involved knows that arts are the core of human community, human civilization,
yes.
but it's also an economic driver.
Yes.
And, you know, there are people coming into town for our events and other things that wouldn't otherwise know about what's happening in Davis. So we're happy to build on that. And then the idea of this is to send these, you know, ambitious, really talented high schoolers off
right.
out of our community, wherever it is they're going to go in life.
Right.
And be ambassadors for, you know, the arts having come from Davis.
The second year of the Second World War, Parliament in England was slashing their budget to pay for the war. And they were cutting the arts program. And Winston Churchill told Parliament, if you cut the arts, why are we even fighting? And they didn't cut the arts.
That's it.
Isn't that something?
Where is he now?
Yeah.
We could use him.
With Blake.
There you go.
Yeah. All righty. So you mentioned there's a group of people and you're getting together. So this September again, how do you actually pick bands? I mean, that could be a huge even conflict at times, I'm sure.
For sure. No,
yeah,
and it's honestly the most exciting and fun part of the whole process, right? You know, there's the work of putting on the fest, and the weekend of is always super hectic, and
right.
everybody's got their place to be and their jobs to do. And this group of people, we've been doing this together pretty consistently now with the group that we have now for years. So that, you know, we're a board, we're a committee, but we're also friends,
right?
And we're just trying to build something every year that's a little different but familiar and fun.
Yeah.
We just want folks who and fun on both ends, honestly. People who bought a ticket who show up definitely want to put on a good show for them
right.
and have fun and be filled with, you know, joy of community and music and all that. But it needs to be fun for the performers as well, because
right.
a lot of bands are coming in from out of town, and some have, like, what's Davis? They have
yeah,
no idea.
Yeah, yeah.
And often leave thinking, hey, when can we come back?
Right, right.
So to show them a good time and that we have these really dedicated, enthusiastic live music fans who are coming out to the show, dancing and you know, buying merch.
Right, right.
It makes it worth it. It's good.
So when you're meeting, you have a whiteboard, and let's say you select groups by genre. You don't want to leave out jazz.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to leave out blues, rock, you know, whatever, rap, whatever you have. Right?
So it's more of a digital whiteboard at this point, but yeah.
Yeah, of course.
So,
yeah.
So the nuts and bolts of it, we try to balance our lineup every year with about half of the performers on the bill having been, we call them alumni, people who have played Fest before. We know that they draw. A lot of times that's friends of the fest, folks right. who they get it. They know yeah. why we're doing this. They get the vibe right. and you know, they're all in and they're asking like, hey, what can we do?
Yeah.
But there's a band that's coming back this year. We had them for the first time last year, Bon Bon Vivant from New Orleans.
Right.
And I honestly don't even remember how we fell into booking them last year. But you know, all last year after Fest, they're sending us recommendations of their friends' bands and, you know, helping us book them.
Right.
So that's, you know, that's who we want on board, where it's a good fit and it's fun. So anyway, that's the first half, is let's find, you know, if we're booking 40-ish bands.
Right.
Which 20 would we love to bring back? Either they played 4 or 5 years ago and we haven't seen them since.
Right.
We'd love to bring them back. They're putting out a new album. They just got the mojo right now. Like, who would we love to see back? And then we listen to and look at, you know, how to fill the gaps around there. By genre, for sure.
Yeah.
And fit. It's just got to be a good fit.
How many bands for the first time are in Davis this year?
How many new acts?
New acts that haven't been... Maybe they've performed here, I don't know, but not part of Davis Music Fest.
Okay, that's a good question. I should know that off the top of my head, shouldn't I? But I
while don't. While you're thinking about it, in the background, I'm playing My Samba Was Not Imported, I think is the name.
Yeah.
Right? Boca de Rio, another local band.
Right. So if we have 39 acts, unique acts booked,
right.
I want to say... It's a little bit more than half are new. We have slightly fewer than half of our acts are returning.
Wow.
So that would be, I think we have 18 alumni bands, which
right.
means everybody else is new.
Right. Do you get a lot of emails or contact during the year saying from bands or individuals, we want to be included?
Yes, and more so every year, which is the great thing
yeah.
about growing is
yeah.
it gets a little bit easier. We're not having to, you know, beat the bushes to find yeah. new acts. They're coming to us. We still do go out and look. Yeah, thinking of the numbers and how do you put together a lineup of 40 or so acts? And we start with the alumni. As far as the bands that we've worked with in the past that are still active, that's 175 bands.
Wow.
And then we received,
wow.
this year alone, we received inquiries like, we want to play your festival, from another 165. And then as a board, we put together a wish list of about 60 bands. And we're like, I think we might be able to get them. Let's try. And that's all, obviously, that's all more than what we could afford to book anyway.
How many hours do you put into this after a whole year?
Oh, my wife doesn't let me count.
A couple of hundred, easy, if not more.
It's easily four figures.
Yeah. Oh, jeez. Yeah. Okay. All righty.
It's the best hobby in the world. Why would I?
It is. You know, I'd wish you'd bring back your buddy from Kentucky,
Ben Solee.
Holy cow. I saw him at Memorial. You remember that show?
I do, yeah.
He came on stage minutes after he was told his son was in the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And he still put on a performance that was incredible. I hope someday you'll get him here.
I would love that.
I know it's a long haul for him.
It is, and he's a friend. So I know there's some reasons that he's not going to be on the West Coast anytime real soon. I saw him actually in San Francisco. Last fall.
Okay.
And we're able to reconnect there. But no, he's doing great. He's a good guy.
Good.
I think his oldest just graduated high school. Like,
oh, okay.
He's got, you know,
okay.
life is happening
he's
all
got,
around us. But
got.
I agree. I would love, and we've already talked about, you know, some new, interesting and unique ways to bring him back as well, not just for a show,
yeah.
but maybe some other stuff.
Yeah. Let's take a quick listen as we fade out with Boca de Rio. Let's just take a quick listen to Katie Nipp, her song, a little bit of her song, Mud. We'll get a female artist in here.
All right.
Yeah.
that song is your cup of tea, and why wouldn't it be? Or your beer. She will be performing. Do you know when she'll be performing? I think it's a Saturday.
I do. Yeah, you asked the right guy. Katie Nipp and her band. She has the full band with the horns and everything this year.
Wow.
Going to be fun. She's on Saturday at 5:45 p.m. at the Pence Gallery Courtyard.
Oh, my God.
And that spot has turned into the party stage. And I'm looking at the lineup. I think there's only one band on that stage that doesn't have a horn section this year.
Wow.
So neighbors be warned.
Nice. Yeah, yeah. Very good. Okay. Thank you, Kate. Oh, wait. No. We have to play this part. I love this part of the song. You'll hear another side of her voice. Can you imagine this live with a whole bunch of your friends standing next to you in a courtyard outside? You can't miss this. You just can't miss this. It's too much. I'm going to quit the show and get ready. I'm going to go there and wait. Only 2 weeks.
Only 2 weeks.
People wait 2 weeks to get a new iPhone.
This is way more fun. No, and honestly, you're talking about the booking criteria or however that loosely looks like. Performance is a part of it. You know, there's stuff that sounds great on a record and in your headphones,
right.
But we're putting on a show.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
So she's such, and everybody on this lineup, but she's such an engaging performer. She gives her all every time.
Yeah.
And that's something that really all these acts that we booked have in common.
So much fun.
Whatever the genre, they're going to bring their A game and have fun.
I know this is going to be tough for you to answer because you don't want to play favorite, but is there a hidden gem this year?
Yeah, it's funny. So there's like, the three criteria of things I'm really looking forward to is like there's the brand new stuff,
right?
That like, oh wow, I can't wait to introduce this band to my community because they're so fun, they're so good, and we got a couple of new genres we booked a ska band this year, which we've never done before, and it's just such a fun style of music. It's kind of having a moment coming back.
Yeah.
So there's this group out of San Jose that's coming up, Voluntary Hazing. And
that's the name of the group?
That's the name of the group, and they're also playing at the Pence Gallery stage. What time are they playing? They're playing right before Katie, actually, at 4:15.
Okay.
And they're the second biggest group we'll have all weekend.
Wow.
And I think it's going to be so entertaining and so fun.
For those of you who don't know what ska music is, I think it's very close to shoegazing.
It's funny. I was playing for some for my students at the high school,
yeah.
And they were like, how would you describe ska? And for me, it's it comes out of England mostly, but right. Now it's, you know, it's people who feel like punks,
yeah,
but like to wear a suit and play really fast reggae.
Okay, let's listen to a little bit. Here we go. Disappointment, Voluntary Hazing from their album Addictive Little Sounds.
First, let's set the record straight. I wholeheartedly believe that you don't owe me anything at all. But that still doesn't change. When you shook my hand and we locked eyes, and you didn't leave my side for the rest of the night. Guess you'll be my next disappointment. Annoying.
I thought you were different. Guess we'll be my next disappointment. So enjoy it, it's annoying.
That brass always adds a spark to it. Speaking of brass, have you ever had a group come in that has like a violin section?
For Fest?
Yeah.
No, actually we have. We've had an entire string quartet before.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and more than once, actually. We had them at our Sunday, kind of as a nice ease into the day early on Sunday at Delta Venus, and then also on stage at Sophia's.
Nice. So it's very rare that in late June we have rain and Davis. Very rare. But if it happens, the show goes on.
Rain or shine. And honestly, we'll celebrate. If we're getting rain in June, we're not gonna be bummed about that.
Right. All the stages are covered.
All the stages are covered. The only people who will be wet will be the dancers.
Yeah,
and
perfect.
You know, we'll celebrate.
Alrighty. We talked a little bit about organizing. We talked about how far in advance. During the actual event, do you stay in one place and just answer emergencies, or how does this work?
No, my phone is my one place, and it goes with me, and I get about 40,000 steps on the weekend.
Wow.
I see as much as I can, and, I mean, knock wood, we haven't had any huge crises or anything come up that I've had to put out fires, but I have to be the guy who's available to kind of where the buck stops and go, you know, solve problems. But again, our team, you know, we have experienced stage managers to kind of keep the bands on time and running, and you know, solve problems on site. And then our volunteer coordinators and hospitality coordinators. And again, I want to reiterate, all volunteers.
Yeah.
The folks who are making money on this are musicians. Nobody plays for free, so all the bands are professional and they're being paid a fair wage. And then our sound technicians and security staff, all pros, all paid. And but everybody else, if you're buying a T-shirt or somebody's tearing your ticket or pouring your beer, that's a community member who just wanted to help out with the show.
Yeah. Great. Okay. So we've covered that. What is one of the strangest or funniest stories that have come out of Fest?
Oh, wow.
That you just think, okay, this has to be, if you're writing a book about this, this is going to be a chapter.
Yeah, let's see. There was the year on Sunday when the band arrived and they kind of limped in their van as it was dying, and then they couldn't get it started again. And so we were recruiting a mechanic from stage in between sets and just say, hey, if anybody knows cars or has a mechanic they recommend who could come out and mobily help a band out as cheaply as possible and quickly as possible, they've got another gig to get to.
Yeah.
So that was, you know, improvised. We figured out and it worked. They got the help they needed and got on the road.
Okay. Community. Oops. How is the community involved in all of this besides, you know, the people that are using the venues we're using? Is City Hall involved? Is the county involved? That kind of stuff.
Yeah. So, it really does start with the city. City of Davis has been a longtime backer and supporter of the event, both financially, but also just in the spirit of and knowing that, you know, our hearts are in the right place, trying to show off what our town already has.
Right.
Downtown Davis Business Association, similarly. You know, we get requests from vendors, craftspeople, and food trucks like, hey, we want to be at your event. And the point is to, like, especially on Saturday, we're in places that already exist, surrounded by all the great things that Davis has to offer, restaurants and stores and everything else.
Perfect.
Let's just get people downtown in the summer and remind them, like, this is here and it's great.
Yeah.
We've got it.
Yeah.
And, just spreading the word from, you know, people who live here or their friends nearby. It really is, you know, like KDRT, a grassroots kind of thing.
Yeah.
Nothing better than word of mouth.
Last night, Jeannie and I went to a restaurant we haven't been to before. Maybe you'll know how long it's open. I don't think long. Ethiopian.
Oh, yeah.
Unbelievable.
I can't wait. I need to make a reservation. We tried the first week they were open, and there was a line out the door, and I was really hungry, so we went someplace else. I love Ethiopian food, and I'm really looking forward to it.
Last night. Now, of course, there was a lot going on. I mean, we're having graduations and all of that. Yep. I think it'll die down a little in the summer, but wonderful food, wonderful atmosphere. But it just shows you if you're here and you want to experience some different types of food, Davis has got it.
For sure. And if you want to try the Ethiopian place on Saturday during Fest, maybe make a reservation.
Yeah, I think you better.
Around the bands you can't miss, yeah.
I think you better. Let's see, before we... okay, we haven't talked about country music. So Country Blues, Rose's Pawn Shop, tell me about them.
Oh, yeah, Rose's Pawn Shop.
So they're playing...
They're playing at the Delta Avena stage on Saturday. They'll be our last band there at 9 o'clock. They'll play from 9 to 10. And they're one that we got through a recommendation from Bon Bon Vivant. So shout out to them twice, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we have some bona fide country and Americana music this year with them, who I think of bands we've booked are near the top of the range for monthly Spotify listeners, and just so polished. They sound so good. David Lunning is another one. He's got a real great country sound. He was a competitor on American Idol. And he's coming to us from San Francisco and is going to bring his sound, both full band on the Delta stage on Saturday, and then he'll be spending some time at Armadillo doing the conversation and song thing with you.
Yeah. So when Kyle says with you, that means the band at Armadillo, or the venue at Armadillo Music, inside the store. They have a small stage, plenty of room for people to stand amongst all that beautiful vinyl. And the gist of the show is sort of like what I'm doing here. We interview for a few minutes. It depends how long the artist wants to do it, or one of the hosts wants to do it. But the thing is to try to connect with the audience a little bit more than just saying, here are the Beatles, and away they go, So this format is sort of replicated at Armadillo Music inside the store.
And, it's a great place to, they have the bootleg. You can come get a drink.
Right.
Lean against a stack of records. Flip through the stacks and get some insight into how the songs are made and how the artists do it.
And the artists love it. In the 3 years now, I think we've done this. One artist has said, I really don't want to talk. I think it was a she. I think she was having a migraine.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And so she went ahead and did her music, but she just didn't want to get involved.
There's
so
not much
I
you can
that.
Not much you can predict with that. No, if that happens, no, you got to work. No, you got to roll with the flow.
No. So, anyways, in the background, you're hearing County Blues. Let's just listen to a little wee bit of it. Folks, you're listening to KDRT 95.7 in Davis, California. I'm your host, Peter Pastor, right here in Davis, California, like I said. I'm here with Kyle Mulholland, who is leading up the Davis Music Fest, starting right exactly 2 weeks from today at this very moment. But before we do that, I've got an alert for all you listeners out there, especially if you're in and around Davis. Please join us as we broadcast live from the Davis Pride Celebration, featuring Noise Violation, the Sacramento Gay Men's Chorus, Emmy's Revolution, and Ada Fox, plus drag venues, line dancing, and more. Line dancing. You know where they used to do line dancing a lot? At the old, at the University Mall, that huge bar they had there.
Oh, the Grad.
The Grad. They used to do a lot of line dancing there. I remember that. So now, if you guys miss that, you can come to this. Where is this all happening? It's happening at the Civic Center Park right behind Davis City Hall at 6th and B Street. When, you ask? Well, that's tomorrow. If you're listening today, it's tomorrow. If you're listening to a repeat of this show, which is on Sunday, you've missed it. How's that? Right? No, wait. Is this a two-day thing? Do you know?
No, Pride is on Saturday. Yeah.
Yeah, not 2 days.
I don't believe so.
No. Okay. All righty. If you can't attend, listen to KDRT. We're starting at 3 p.m., broadcasting live from that beautiful event. And I thoroughly enjoy listening to the Gay Men's Choir chorus. It's just a beautiful sound that they put out.
I love that event. And there's a lot of, we have some, you know, small town Davis. There's some overlap between the folks who put that on and,
of course,
and what we do. And we're always just so happy and lucky to have any kind of involvement there.
Of course. Okay, so we're going to keep on going here. If I've never been to one of these before, give us some advice for first-time fest goers.
First-time fest goers, so a couple points I would say. One, just like logistics, walk. So like Friday and Sunday, you're all in one place. There's no issue around that. But Saturday, all the venues are within walking distance in the kind of heart of downtown Davis.
Right.
So park remotely or bike in and walk. Get your steps in. And or, you know, some people, if we try to book the stages, not necessarily by genre, but kind of by vibe. And if there's one that you look at, it's like, oh, I like four or five of these bands, or I like two of these bands, set up camp. If that's your thing, you know, you don't, it's too warm or you don't want to walk, you're going to like what's there.
Yeah.
Which leads me to the second point is, don't sleep on the early bands. I know, you know, there are other bigger festivals where, you know, there's the headliner and you can't miss the whoever is playing late night. But, you know, if they're playing at 2 p.m, maybe not.
Yeah.
There's nobody to sleep on here. You're just as likely to hear your favorite artist in the middle of the afternoon as you are late at night.
Right. The other thing I would add to that is, from my experience, the first time I went to one of these type of things is do some research. And there's plenty out there. If you're interested in a certain genre, go to davismusicfest.com. Check out the genres. Check out when they're playing, where they're playing. So you sort of have a little plan going instead of just meandering.
Yeah, we've got on the website, there's a tab for artist bios. So we've got pictures and a little write-up about each of the performers.
Right.
And then there's a link to our Spotify playlist and a YouTube playlist as well. So you can kind of see their video output and what a live show might be like. Just lots of ways nowadays to learn what you're getting yourself into.
So do a little research. It'll pay for you. You mentioned Bon Bon. Well, let's play a little bit of them. Their song is Lady Luck from their Paint and Pageantry album.
Some love on that hand I play. Seems I've been losing all my day.
all the way from New Orleans. Bon Bon Vivant. How big a band is that?
You know, they make a lot of noise for a four-piece.
Wow. Wow. And they're a repeat.
We had them first time last year, and we had so much fun with them. And yeah. They're one that they reached out to us, say, hey, we'd love to come back. It's like, read my mind. Okay. We're going to make it happen.
Alrighty.
Yeah, we'll see them on Sunday.
Great. We've got some. Before we have another artist here, and this gets kind of like into you hear these stories about artists wanting certain things backstage, right? Like, I only eat red M&Ms or whatever, right?
Right.
Have you had some weird requests?
You know, not so much for Fest. It's okay. Kind of an all hands on deck, and everybody knows they're there for their 45 or 60 minute set.
Right.
And, you know, we take good care of the artists, but there's not a whole lot of, like, we must have. Because I know that, you know, the festival scene is a little different
right.
that way. But we have, you know, the standalone shows that the Live Music Collective puts on. We occasionally will get some interesting ones, and they end up all making sense.
Yeah.
We had a band ask for tube socks. And that was one's like, well, we're used to getting requests for, like, food and beverage.
You're right, right.
But, you know, new packages of white tube socks was new.
Yeah.
And but we found out they're a touring band and they're young, and that was the one item of clothing that they were just wearing out and couldn't really wash. Like, once they're done, they're done.
Oh, my God.
So that was okay. That made sense.
Wow. Wow. Okay, let's talk a little bit local acts.
Yeah.
Okay, in the background, I'm going to play a little Haiti Craven, and you've got quite a few coming in this year.
We do, yeah, and please, yeah, we get the question every once in a while, like, Davis Music Fest, how do you find so many local bands to fill 40
right.
slots? Well, exactly a quarter of the bands we have booked this year are Davis bands.
Okay.
So they either live here still or have deep roots here.
Right.
And are coming through, Hattie Craven being one of them,
right.
which honestly, I can't believe we haven't had her already.
Yeah.
This will be her first year playing Davis Music Fest, and we're really excited to have her also playing on Sunday. Who else we got? Oh, Nat Lefkoff.
Yeah.
Has played Fest before in a couple different capacities. He's coming off of this amazing new album. We did a show with him at the end last year. At the Oddfellows Hall, and we're
right.
really excited to have him back. We're actually going to have him at the Oddfellows Hall again with our Liquid Light show and his full band. And it's going to be a great homecoming.
Okay. Let's play a little bit of Nat then.
All right.
Okay. We'll just keep going here. This one is called Rot from There You Are. A little bit of a slow intro. What do you call that thing that ticks away? That's in the background.
The metronome.
The metronome.
Or his, or his, like, spot on drummer.
Oh, yeah, maybe the drummer. Yeah. And
she's a friend of mine. She helps me go outside, brings me back to life. But I had to kill her in my head that night. I wanna sleep in your golden light. I wanna dance the round and not get tired. I wanna kiss the ground and set the world on fire. They walk around with a gratitude. I wanna figure it out. I wanna have it too. I saw the lines on the picture of myself I drew. They're only lies, even if I try to make them true. All the colors in the sky that I did not use. I wanna take them all. I wanna paint them blue. Sometimes he loves me like an animal, like an afterthought. But the acts of God, it's swinging low, so don't get caught or cut to pieces on the open rock. Could you believe it when you're alone in your thought? Give us a place.
There it is, Nat Lefkoff. Local,
rock.
Local guy, born, raised here.
And couldn't ask for a sweeter person. And this is something a lot of our performers have in common. Like, I love working with nice people.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, unbelievable that some of this talent just... And he's doing great. He's touring all over the place. I think one of his songs has got over 1 million hits now on Spotify.
good. Let's keep that going.
Yeah, keep it going. Absolutely. Okay, if you could book any artist, living or dead, as a headline for the fest, I can tell you my answer. I would pick Queen.
Wow. We're going to have to up our sponsorships a little bit.
No, but Queen would be good, right?
That'd be fantastic.
Yeah, how about yours?
Oh, man. Okay, so I will... I'll meet your living or dead there and show a little bit of my own nerdy, rootsy preferences. I would say the Tragically Hip.
Oh.
And they're they are Canada's band. I'm not Canadian.
Yeah.
I've been my Canadian friend granted me honorary citizenship because of my deep love of this band. They're just so good and so entertaining. And the time I saw them live, it's just roots rock. In the most engaging and entertaining possible way.
Wow.
Yeah, it was really fun.
Okay, that's good.
But yeah, that's a tough question.
Yeah, it is. It is. I mean, you could answer it in any number of ways. But anyways, so now you're doing this. It seems like you're enjoying it. When did you realize that I want to keep doing this?
Yeah, that's another good one. So yeah, we're all volunteers. I do this for fun. This is my hobby. And we started in 2011. So the first Davis Music Fest that our friend Danny Tomasello put on, and he'll be with us celebrating this year at Fest again,
good.
Was 2011. And then it was 20 bands for $20. And we've doubled it since then. So we're 40 bands for now, you know, $40. So
yeah, yeah.
But, you know, I got involved there as a beneficiary of it, working with the Davis School Arts Foundation. And as a fan, I went to the event.
Right.
And then in parallel to that, we were developing the Davis Live Music Collective, which is at the time 12 families who just really love live music and wanted to bring something special to town. Let's all pitch in a little bit, put some elbow grease into it and see what happens.
Right.
And it was really that first show with Jolie Holland that we did at Oddfellows Hall in February of 2012.
Okay.
It was a success. We had a great time. And that was it. I was hooked. We all looked at each other like, let's just keep doing this until we can't.
Okay. A listener just sent me a text. So someone that knows me asked me to ask you a question. Can you imagine asking
it's
you
like
a question?
A call-in question? Did we do that on the radio?
Can you ask if Cayucas,
the band,
has ever been invited?
That's a really good question. I believe an inquiry has been made in years past, and they're a little bit out of our range.
Oh, really?
Yeah, really good, though. And Davis Band.
Yeah. The Uden Brothers.
Yeah. No, so talented.
Okay.
That's a great question.
We'll
have to add them to the wish list.
If the listener that sent this in knows them personally, talk to them, lower their rates, and we'll bring them in, right?
Or find some more donors and we'll up our rates.
Exactly. Okay. I'm going to ask you some rapid fire questions.
Oh, boy.
So one word answer, and I'll give you three choices. Okay, you ready?
Three choices of like genre of questions, or
three? I'm going to shoot four questions to you. You answer. Just answer the question
off the top of the head. One word answers. Okay.
Biggest diva, band, audience, or sound guy?
I cannot answer that question. That's going to get me in trouble.
Oh, my God. I would say sound guys. Absolutely.
Well, and they're like family. There's one, though. Yeah.
Acoustic vibes or full-on crowd mosh?
Full-on crowd mosh.
Yeah, that sounds like you. That does. Yeah, yeah. Coffee, energy drink, or pure adrenaline?
Pure adrenaline and lots of sparkling water.
There you go. Dream venue. This is interesting. Forest? Rooftop or underwater dome?
Forest.
Yeah, that's
I do a lot of camping, and I've been to forest shows before.
Yeah,
so
fun. Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Oh, that wasn't as scary as I thought.
No, that's okay. You're listening to KDRT 95.7 in Davis, California. You're listening to Listening Lyrics. I'm your host, Peter Pasteur. We've been talking and are talking with Kyle Munholland, who is... leading up this year's Davis Music Fest, which is on June 20, 21, and 22, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. If you need information, go to davismusicfest.com.
Correct.
And all the information is there. Tickets are how much?
So right now, there are $40 available at Armadillo Music if you'd like the hard paper ticket in your hand, or at davidsmusicfest.com.
Okay. And that gets you into any show you want, any day you want.
The whole thing.
You have one day passes.
We do for Friday and Sunday. We have a limited number of single day entry passes for Friday and Sunday.
Okay.
At the door only, not in advance.
Oh.
So if you know, like, oh, I've got plans, I'm going out of town, right, but I'm around Friday night, show up.
Yeah.
Show up.
Okay. Okay. Alrighty, and let's see, what else should we tell people before we, we're done here? And we still have a little bit of time, but I want to make sure I get it all in. That's taken care of. Parking.
Parking in Davis, yes.
Parking in Davis is always an issue. Not always, but a lot of times it's an issue. What people seem to forget is there are parking garages that you should just go to.
That's my recommendation. Yeah, hit up the parking garages and walk. There, yeah. None of them are that far. In fact, the one that's on G Street and 4th is seldom used and is a great spot. You'd be walking right by Parkside Bar and Grill, which is one of our venues this year. And you just, yeah, say that's home base and keep going.
And then there's always Unitrans, our great bus service.
Yeah.
I live in West Davis. I can catch the bus every 30 minutes. It takes me around the city and drops me off right downtown if I want.
And Peter, have you used the scooters or the bikes?
No. Yeah. No. I'm a biker, but I have my own bike.
Yeah, so those are around, good. And yeah. I don't either. I haven't. I'm scooter curious, we'll say, but that's an option as well.
Okay. Yeah. And then there's always Uber and Lyft.
There you go. Keep those people busy.
So so many options, but highly recommend it. Go to the, if you're driving, go to the garages first. I do want to get one more group in here that is local, and I had them all lined up, and now it's sort of gone. Gold Souls, where are they?
Gold Souls, I'm so happy they're coming back, and that the timing worked out and everything. They're one of the, there's some bands that just every time you see them, they get better.
Yes,
and that's who they are right now, and I just. So excited.
It's you wouldn't happen to know what number they are you? No, there they are. It's Fix Me Up is the name of the song. Something in the Air is the album. If you're into, what genre would they be? This would be a little bit of blues, a little bit of soul.
Soul and funk, yeah.
And funk, yes, and funk. There's that, yeah. Great, great band. Here you go.
I'm already getting excited for 2 weeks from now.
Okay. Because you're on here, and we did post that you're on, so we've got listeners listening that might be interested in participating next year. If you're an artist and you're interested, go to the website, davismusicfest.com, and there's a link there or in the tab. Four bands.
There's a participate tab there's a drop down for artists, for volunteers, for sponsors, however you're able to get involved. And if you're a performer and you're already thinking ahead to 2026, so are we. And we listen to everything. Send in an EPK or MP3 or link to YouTube or whatever you got. And we definitely put it on the list and give it due consideration.
Yeah. I accidentally hit the wrong thing here, and now all of a sudden we're playing 80 again. it's community radio, everybody.
It could be worse.
Kyle, thank you so much for joining us. Best of luck this year. I know the community is behind you. Let's just make it a big hit, huh?
Always a pleasure. Thanks for having me on, Peter. And for the support of the station, for being as involved as KDRT has been from the beginning.
Yep.
Couldn't do it without you. I'm looking forward to it.
Thank you. All right, we're going to go out with
a band called Elena from the Bay Area, a little Latin reggae and world music.
Perfect. All righty. Thanks again. Thanks for listening, everybody. See you next week. Bye now.
Dice encontraste.